After Korach, 40 years goes by very quickly, I should say 38 and a half, and we come to Chukas. Vadaber no Moshe ve'elaron lemor, zos Chukas ha-Torah asher tivad no lemor, dabra b'nei Yisrael v'kvei lecha por adum t'mima asher ein v'amum, asher lo ala ol. So again, the very famous chok, the chok of Chukim, the por aduma, the whole idea that somebody is impure becomes pure, somebody is pure becomes impure, with the whole ceremony, and the whole notion of how the whole process was miraculous. Number one, that the cow had all red hairs, not even two other colored hairs. So that was certainly miraculous. And that's why they say that Moshe's parah, the ashes from his parah, had to be with all other cows, red cows. Otherwise, it was not considered valid, the future paradumas. And also the miracle of the fact that it had to be unyoked. In other words, there couldn't be a yoke put on the back of the animal. So there was a certain goy who had a jewel that was needed for the breastplate of the Kohen Gadol. And the goy was, his father was sleeping on a bench and that had a door that opened up, and he refused to wake him up. And they kept offering him money. I'll give you this much, I'll give you this much. And then finally, he said, I'm sorry, I'm just not going to sell it to you. Then when his father woke up, he ran after the rabbis. He said, you know, I didn't want to make my father wake up, so I wouldn't sell you the stone. But I know that you've offered me, you know, many, many times more than the higher level, but I'm only going to give you, charge you the first amount, because I don't want to make any money on the Kibbutz of Aim. So he sold them the breastplate, and later on, this same fellow, as a reward, was given a parah aduma, where they had to pay him unbelievable amounts of money. So it shows you that's in itself is a miracle. But the fact is that the whole idea of parah aduma, the whole idea of tumah and tahara, is something that's esoteric that we can't understand. But a chok, basically all mitzvahs are chukim. They're decrees. God says do them, therefore we do them. The fact that we can understand them logically, rationally, that's nice. But the fact is that really every mitzvah is a chok. And just as this fellow didn't want to make any profit on the sleeping father, so he got even much more profit, so too with all of us. We can't realize, we can't be mishayer, the amount of blessing that's going to come to us when we follow the mitzvahs, whether we understand them or not. So the idea is, follow all the mitzvahs and get great reward. Not that we should do the mitzvahs for that reason. Rabbi Kanan,